The Osgood Files, sponsored by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. This is Dave Ross. Finally, a mechanical robot that actually does something besides dominating humanity in a dystopian movie.
No one is home, but a master chef is whipping up dinner.
More after this from Charlie. How long has the world been waiting for a robot that could actually cook dinner? I'd have to say it's been since at least 1962 when Jane Jetson bought Rosie.
Rosie!
Here I am, sir. I like her, and I'll take her.
Well, the robot cook has finally arrived, but it looks nothing like Rosie. CBS's Riley Carlson got a demonstration of a working robot kitchen.
A love of good food, but a lack of cooking skills inspired CEO Mark Olenek to create the Moli Robotic Kitchen.
You can choose this brilliant recipe, and the robot can do it without mistake.
You measure and prepare the ingredients. The robot adds them, mixes them, and even controls the temperature.
The kitchen looks like a regular kitchen counter with a stovetop, except for one thing. Actually, two things. A pair of robot arms mounted over the burners, which at first glance look like giant crab legs, that can reach anything on the counter. But this isn't just some repurposed spot welding machine. It has been programmed to mimic the finesse of a human chef, like a culinary player piano.
With the touch of a button, you can download a recipe, and the robot reproduces it exactly as the master chef would have cooked it.
While also playing an upbeat soundtrack, apparently. The first model hits the market next year for about $100,000. Budget version won't be far behind.
In maybe 5 years, it definitely could be very attractive price level for more or less every home.
And it should be a big improvement over 1962.
Come on, let's go home, Rosie.
Yes, ma'am.
The Osgood File.
We can't guarantee her, you know.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.